From Storyflow Daily. The day's top 10 May 30th. The Storyflow Daily Brief for May 30th. Here are the 10 most trending stories from the last day across the open web. First, from RO via DVIDS, Pentagon All-Domain Anomaly Resolution Office. Southern Jackaroo 26, MRFD Marines participate in opening ceremony. U.S. Marines from Marine Rotational Force, Darwin participated in the opening ceremony of Exercise Southern Jackaroo in Townsville Field Training Area, Australia. The ceremony marked the beginning of a trilateral training event between the armed forces of Australia, Japan, and the United States. The goal of the exercise is to build combined combat readiness and interoperability in the Indo-Pacific region. The exercise will involve joint operations and live fire training, aimed at enhancing the ability of the three countries to work together effectively. The U.S. Marines are part of the Marine Rotational Force Darwin, which is currently deployed in Australia. The exercise is an important opportunity for the three countries to strengthen their military relationships and improve their ability to respond to regional security challenges. The opening ceremony was attended by senior military officers from the three participating countries, including U.S. Marine Corps Madge Trevor Kirchner and Australian Army Madge Jen Ash Collingburn. The ceremony marked the official start of the exercise, which will involve a range of training activities and exercises over the coming days. Exercise Southern Jackaroo is part of a broader effort by the three countries to strengthen their military relationships and improve their ability to work together in the Indo-Pacific region. The exercise reflects the growing importance of the region to global security and the need for countries to work together to address common challenges. The training event will help to build trust and cooperation between the armed forces of Australia, Japan, and the United States, and will contribute to a more stable and secure Indo-Pacific region. The exercise is scheduled to continue over the coming days, with the participating troops engaging in a range of training activities and exercises. The outcome of the exercise will be closely watched, as it has the potential to strengthen the military relationships between the three countries and improve their ability to respond to regional security challenges. Second, from Dr. Mercola's Censored Library, Private Membership. This small daily habit may be affecting your memory. Researchers have found that a common daily habit can interfere with how the brain processes fear, consequences, and decision-making, particularly in older individuals. This habit can have effects in as little as a few days. The brain's ability to process these functions is crucial for overall health and well-being, and any disruption can have significant consequences. The habit in question is related to the use of cleaning products that promise to eliminate bacteria. While these products may seem beneficial, they can have a negative impact on health. In fact, researchers have found a link between the use of these products and progressive lung disease in healthcare workers. This suggests that frequent use of these products, even just once a week, can pose a risk to health. The issue with these products is that they can disrupt the balance of gut flora, which is essential for optimal health. The gut is home to trillions of microorganisms, and an imbalance of these microorganisms can lead to a range of health problems. To avoid this, it is recommended to use natural and safe alternatives for cleaning, rather than relying on harsh chemicals. In addition to the risks associated with cleaning products, there are other factors that can impact health and well-being. For example, exposure to heavy metals can pose serious risks, and it is essential to take steps to eliminate them from the body. A healthy diet and lifestyle can go a long way in supporting overall health, and there are also supplements available that can help to promote detoxification and overall well-being. Overall, it is essential to be mindful of the daily habits and choices that can impact health and well-being. By making informed decisions and taking steps to promote a healthy balance of gut flora, individuals can reduce their risk of health problems and support overall health and well-being. Third, from Push Square, Xbox will show PS5 logos at showcase, but may adjust moving forward as execs publicly contradict each other. Microsoft's upcoming Xbox showcase is scheduled to take place on June 7th and will feature various first-party and third-party games. Despite initial uncertainty around exclusivity, the event will include PS5 platform logos for games that are also releasing on the PlayStation console. This includes titles such as Halo, Campaign Evolved, and Fable, both of which have been confirmed for a day-and-date release on PS5. The decision to include PS5 logos may be subject to change in the future, as Microsoft executives have publicly expressed contradictory views on the matter. However, for the upcoming showcase, the company has chosen to display the logos, acknowledging the multi-platform release of certain games. The Xbox showcase is expected to showcase a range of games, including first-party and third-party titles. The inclusion of PS5 logos for certain games reflects the reality of the gaming industry, where many titles are released across multiple platforms. Microsoft's approach to showcasing games on its platform, even if they are also available on competitors' consoles, may evolve over time. The showcase will likely provide gamers with a glimpse into the upcoming lineup of Xbox games, including exclusive titles and multi-platform releases. The decision to include PS5 logos for certain games may be seen as a nod to the changing landscape of the gaming industry, where exclusivity is no longer the dominant model. As the industry continues to evolve, it will be interesting to see how Microsoft and other companies approach the issue of showcasing games on their platforms. Fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Americans injured in Iranian missile strike on Kuwaiti airbase. An Iranian missile strike hit a Kuwaiti airbase, injuring several Americans. The attack occurred within the past 24 hours and also damaged two MQ-9 Reaper strike drones. The extent of the injuries to the Americans is described as minor. The strike on the airbase is a significant development as it comes at a time when the U.S. is considering a deal to extend a fragile ceasefire. The situation is being closely watched, and the attack may impact the prospects of a deal being reached. The use of ballistic missiles by Iran in the attack is a notable aspect, as it highlights the country's military capabilities. The fact that the strike was able to damage advanced drones like the MQ-9 Reaper also underscores the potential risks and challenges faced by the U.S. and its allies in the region. The incident may lead to increased tensions between the U.S. and Iran, and could potentially derail efforts to reach a ceasefire agreement. The U.S. president is currently weighing options and considering a deal to extend the ceasefire, but the latest developments may complicate the situation. The attack on the Kuwaiti airbase is a reminder of the ongoing instability and conflict in the region. The U.S. and its allies will likely be on high alert, and the situation will be closely monitored in the coming days. The impact of the attack on the broader geopolitical landscape remains to be seen. Fifth, from Forbes Business, new research identifies stories missing from media, according to Black Women. A new research study has been released by In Our Own Voice, a national organization focused on reproductive justice for Black women. The study introduces a concept called narrative demand, which aims to understand Black women's perspectives on how they are represented in the media and in culture. This concept is part of the organization's larger initiative to examine and address the ways in which Black women's stories and experiences are often missing or misrepresented in the media. The research is based on qualitative data and is intended to help identify the gaps in media representation that affect Black women. By examining these gaps, the organization hopes to promote a more nuanced and accurate understanding of Black women's lives and experiences. The study is part of a broader effort to amplify the voices and stories of Black women and to create a more just and equitable media landscape. The Narrative Power for Justice Initiative, which includes the narrative demand concept, is a key part of this effort. The initiative seeks to empower Black women to tell their own stories and to demand more accurate and respectful representation in the media. By promoting a more diverse and inclusive range of voices and perspectives, the initiative aims to create a more just and equitable society for all. The release of this research study marks an important step forward in the effort to promote greater understanding and representation of Black women's experiences. It highlights the need for more diverse and inclusive media representation, and the importance of amplifying the voices and stories of Black women. The study's findings are likely to be of interest to anyone concerned with issues of social justice, media representation, and the empowerment of marginalized communities. The organization's work is focused on promoting reproductive justice for Black women, and the new research study is a key part of this effort. By examining the ways in which Black women are represented in the media, and by promoting more accurate and respectful representation, The organization hopes to create a more just and equitable society for all. The study's findings are likely to have important implications for the media industry, policymakers, and anyone concerned with issues of social justice and equality. Sixth, from Heather Delaney Reese, J.D. Vance tells Air Force graduates, "You can't boo me, I'm the vice president." J.D. Vance, a potential presidential candidate, recently spoke at an Air Force graduation ceremony. During his speech, he jokingly told the graduates they could not boo him because of his supposed high-ranking position. However, Vance is not the vice president of the United States, which makes his statement confusing and misleading. Vance's actual position is as a U.S. senator from Ohio, a role he has held since 2023. It is unclear why he claimed to be the vice president during his speech, but it has sparked controversy and raised questions about his intentions. The comment was likely meant to be humorous, but it has been interpreted by some as a sign of his ambition for higher office. The incident has drawn attention to Vance's potential presidential aspirations, with some speculating that he may be laying the groundwork for a future campaign. Vance has been a prominent figure in Republican politics, and his speech at the Air Force graduation ceremony has only added to the speculation surrounding his future plans. The comment has also been criticized for being inappropriate and disrespectful to the actual Vice President of the United States. Some have argued that Vance's joke was in poor taste, and that it undermines the dignity of the office he claimed to hold. The incident has sparked a wider debate about the role of politicians in public life and the importance of honesty and transparency in their words and actions. Vance's speech at the Air Force graduation ceremony was intended to inspire and motivate the new graduates, but his comment about being the vice president has overshadowed the rest of his message. The incident has raised questions about Vance's judgment and his ability to communicate effectively, and it remains to be seen how it will affect his future political prospects. Seventh, from Crypto is Macro Now, Thursday, April 6, 2023. The author is taking a break for the Easter weekend and will resume publishing on Tuesday. They express excitement for the long weekend and mention the idea of keeping things short, which they struggle to do regularly. They note that nothing they say should be considered investment advice, but hope their content is found useful. The newsletter will be taking a break from Friday to Monday, including the weekend edition. As the author prepares for their break, they reflect on the current economic data, which suggests a slowdown. They find the sound of bells tolling outside their window to be a poetic backdrop for the consistent signs of economic slowdown they are seeing. The economic data is showing a slowdown, which is a consistent trend. The author is observing this data as they head into their break, and will likely pick up on this topic again when they resume publishing. Eighth, from Collider, Nicolas Cage reveals the 21st century TV masterpiece that convinced him to do Spider-Noir. Nicolas Cage has been in a variety of films throughout his career, ranging from good to not so good. Despite this, he often manages to be the best part of the less than great movies he appears in, such as Deadfall and Vampire's Kiss. His performances in these films are often what make them worth watching. Cage has also been in several well-received movies, where he is sometimes allowed to be over the top, as seen in Face Slash Off. Prior to his role in Spider-Noir, Cage had not appeared in any television shows, despite having a long and established career in film. This makes his decision to take on a television role interesting, as he had previously only worked in movies. Cage's career has been marked by a mix of critically acclaimed and less successful films, but he has always been known for his dedication to his roles and his willingness to take on a wide range of characters. The fact that Cage chose to take on a television role for Spider-Noir suggests that he was drawn to the project for a specific reason, and it is likely that the quality of the show and its potential for creative expression played a significant role in his decision. His ability to elevate even the most mediocre movies has earned him a loyal following and critical acclaim. Cage's involvement in Spider-Noir is a notable development in his career, and it will be interesting to see how he navigates the world of television and what other projects he may take on in the future. Ninth, from Stereogum, the five best songs of the week. The Stereogum staff selects the top five new songs each week, with the eligibility period starting and ending on Thursdays at midnight. These picks can be heard on the Stereogum Favorite New Music Spotify playlist, which is updated every week. An expanded version of the playlist is also available, featuring a wider selection of new music picks, and is updated throughout the week for members on Spotify and Apple Music. The weekly picks are chosen from new music released during the eligibility period and are intended to showcase the best new songs of the week. The Stereogum staff's weekly picks are a great way to discover new music and stay up to date on the latest releases. The playlists are updated regularly, providing a constant stream of new music for listeners to enjoy. 10th from a Mighty Girl. 60 Mighty Girl books for Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month is celebrated every May to recognize the diverse cultures and communities of Asians and Pacific Islanders in the United States. This month also acknowledges the contributions that Asian American and Pacific Islander people make to the country. There are many ways to celebrate this Heritage Month, including reading books that feature Asian American girls as main characters. These books can help children and teens learn about different cultures and experiences, and can also provide role models for young Asian American girls. A list of 60 books has been compiled, featuring girl-empowering stories starring Asian American girls. These books are suitable for children and teens and can be a great way to learn about Asian American culture and history. The books on the list cover a range of topics and genres, from fiction to nonfiction, and can help young readers develop a greater understanding and appreciation of Asian American experiences. By reading these books, children and teens can gain a deeper understanding of the diverse cultures and communities that make up the United States. Reading books featuring Asian American girls can also help to promote diversity and inclusion, and can provide young readers with positive role models and representations of their own experiences. Overall, celebrating Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month through reading can be a great way to learn about and appreciate the diverse cultures and communities of the United States. That's the brief for today.